It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You destroyed them and dominated them a year ago. Can you set the stage for that again after the rough go a few weeks back against, you know, teams like Cleveland and the Yankees? Now this team has stabilized things and they're doing exactly what you want them to do. You're seeing progression with the offense, and you're seeing them win games that they really should win. And that's, no matter who it is, right? It's hard to win baseball games. And now they've put themselves and erased the deficit, the mess that they were in. It looked like people were jumping off the bandwagon, and I feel like everybody's back on.
What have they won? Like 10 of their last 12? Something like that? I mean, eight of their last 10? I mean, it's somewhere in that range. They got the one loss to Baltimore, I think, on Friday night, where Ryan O'Hearn ended up breaking the thing
open.
O'Hearn. Yeah, you know, he's actually had a nice career since he left Kansas City. I guess maybe it was just the Royals. What a good
fit. You know, yeah, fresh start, you know, new level, you know, fresh start, confidence is a little bit higher.
I think better ballpark fit. I think what he said at 10:30 is also somewhat true, which is like some guys think they can just mash their way out of their problems at Kauffman Stadium, and you can't here. You can, hypothetically, in Baltimore. No, the Royals are playing exactly the way we want, and what comes out of these last few games is it's not like the pitching's failed them. They won on Thursday against Tampa Bay, where they only gave up 2 runs and scored 8. They still only gave up 3 runs on Friday night, even though they got shut out. They shut out Baltimore on Saturday. And so for their worst game pitching, where Michael Lorenzen gave up 4 solo home runs, they went shot for shot for a team until eventually they had a lot more home runs in the last couple of innings with Michael Massey and Mayo and some of the other guys to eventually get the win. This is about as... I don't think I would have thought they could have been in this good of a position considering where they started, even in the most ideal of the next couple of weeks. You and I just talked about that stretch of games where, hey, they got bad teams coming up. Yeah, it went bad. It went bad against the Guardians and the Yankees and the Tigers. And I'm not going to try to pretend like it didn't. It went south. Those teams are winning. You're not. They beat up on you. What can you do against the bad teams? And the answer is beat them back up. So maybe they're the same as last year. And we remember their record against winning teams versus non-winning teams. But in order to get to the playoffs, it's not a bad thing to beat bad teams. And hopefully by the end of this year, they will figure out what they still struggled to find at the end of last year, which is beating good teams too. But they don't have to worry about that until they face the Astros next week. And even for the rest
of the
month,
coming up,
Boston. They got a lot of bad teams on the schedule. White Sox are bad. Astros are actually below 500. Cardinals are off to a medium start. So it's not like, I mean, they don't got murderer's row the rest of this month. They got the Reds still, but they will eventually face the Twins and the Tigers and some of these other teams that have caused some problems. So we'll see. The biggest thing that stands out is now the top of the order is hitting. I can go on and gush about the guys, Gold, that have surprised Mikel Garcia and Drew Waters and these guys that have, and maybe Massey getting a homer yesterday starts them. What matters is that India and Vinny and Bobby are hitting. Like, it's, and Salvi's been a little dinged up, but like, what matters is they're hitting. Gold, I mean, come on. That's why they're scoring runs. It's pretty simple.
Of course, yeah. Even if it's not the home runs, that's a unique thing. Nobody's acting like they're not going to start smashing home runs. But we use the word over and over, but it's clearly a real thing, especially in baseball. And it's confidence. It clearly is a thing. I mean, I really think that's a huge part of this for Drew Waters. And because, yes, he's not trying to be somebody he's not, but all it takes is a couple of good at-bats to get you going. And we're now starting to see that. And it's this team, I don't know what they're going to finish in baseball and in offense when the season's done, but they were not going to be the worst offense in baseball all year. They just weren't. And they're not going to be that. And we're seeing signs of that being the case. Now, does that mean they're 25th? Does it mean they're 18th? I don't know the answer to that question. But they're not the worst offense in baseball. And that's what they were up until like 12 days ago.
Yeah. And I looked it up. They're second to last in home runs now. Ha! Not last anymore.
They were entering yesterday.
Actually, really tied for like third to last. So,
well then. Better hit one or two tonight against the White Sox.
Depending on how you rank, White Sox are one spot ahead of them, one home run ahead of them. So actually, if they hit more home runs than the White Sox tonight, they will actually climb up the list.
There you go.
Not by accident. The White Sox are the team directly above them. But yeah, the Drew Waters stuff, like, I've been really impressed. And again, you and I said this, like, you don't even mean it to be, like, when they called him back up, I'm like, okay. Like, it's fine, but like, it was kind of like Edward Olivares. I didn't have any, like, notion of, like, here comes the difference maker. I just thought, hey, you know what? He's been in the bigs. MJ needs to get sent down and sort through some of his stuff. So, you know, hopefully Drew Waters is a maybe replacement level player, and that will be better than what they've been getting. So I'll take replacement level play. He has been far better than that. Far better than that here in this early going.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.